Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Now, Dave has tasked me with getting to know some of the artists that we play on our station all of the time. And Colton, you're one of those people, okay? So it's nice to see you.
Yes, good to be seen. Good to see you as well. Yes. This is going to be fun.
Thank you for being here. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you a few simple questions. These are the get-to-know-you kind of questions, okay? There's a big discussion on our morning show a lot of the time because I'm a coffee drinker and Dave is a tea drinker. So where do you land in that party?
I'm both.
Really?
Yeah. I love a good vanilla latte. I can't drink black coffee, though. I'm a wuss. There's a voice tea that I really like, and man, it does wonders when I gotta sing, so both.
I'm also a wimp when it comes to coffee. I need creamer. What is your favorite breakfast? How does your family start the day usually?
I'm weird. I'm not a big breakfast person. I like me bacon, some bacon, mm-hmm. like a good cinnamon roll, mm-hmm. but yeah, I'm not a big breakfast person.
I totally get it. Coffee is, a lot of the time, is my breakfast. So you have twins. We were talking about that. They're going to be three soon. As dad, are you the type of dad that does like those crazy character voices as you're reading to them? What's it like for Colton Dixon to be dad to three-year-old twins?
100% character voices all the time. Whether I'm reading a story, my favorites are the animal books. Like, I don't know what an alligator sounds like, but I'm going to give them my best impersonation of an alligator or, you know, whatever. It's so much fun. But what's even more fun now is they're almost three, so they're starting to mimic those back to me, and it is the best thing ever.
I love that. Yes, I remember that phase very well. It's awesome. Okay, last quick one. Your favorite ice cream. We just want to know.
You guys are going to think I'm so weird. Okay, so this was my go-to for a long time. Cotton candy flavored ice cream with pecans.
That is an interesting combination. I'm going to give you that. That is definitely. Where do you even find cotton candy ice cream with pecans in it?
We had this ice cream shop called Maggie Moo's, I think. Man, it just hit, man. It was good. I know I'm getting judged. I don't like breakfast. I'm both coffee and tea, and I like pecan cotton candy ice cream. Yeah.
I just to make you feel better, this is truly something we did on the morning show. I brought in mustard flavored ice cream with salted pretzel in it and made everybody try it. I liked it. Nobody else liked it. They actually were very upset with me for bringing it in, actually.
It's interesting. The mustard, that threw me off, but with the salted pretzel, I don't know.
I'm telling you, it worked. I'm just saying, cotton candy and pecans, mustard and salt pretzel, you just got to give it a chance, I guess, is one of those things. Okay, so now to get to know your heart a little bit more with connecting to our listeners here who hear your music all the time and just getting to know the heart behind it. When it comes to like outreach ministry, who has God laid on your heart? Like, who do you feel like God has called you to speak to directly?
That's a great question. Honestly, it's just people. I think we all need Jesus. But honestly, even for the people who aren't followers of Jesus, I have a heart for those people as well. I think we all need hope. And yeah, whether we're in a church or not, we're going to give you the same show and the same songs. And I hope that you can feel encouraged by them and loved through them. Yeah, it's honestly just people in general. I just have a big heart for people.
On a personal note, God's always refining us, showing us new things, imparting wisdom to us. So right now for you, what do you feel like God is really doing in you right now? Where is he refining you at right now?
Oh, man. Honestly, right now, what my wife and I both are kind of walking through is this season of work-home balance. And, you know, being a relatively new dad, it's changed a lot. My wife would travel with me before kids, and that was such a beautiful season. We would have been riding roller coasters yesterday here at Universal. But now that she's being Wonder Woman at home, Supermom, I realize when I say yes to something, I'm saying no to something else. That might be a little harsh, but it's true. And we're very intentional. And I pray about what the opportunities that we do take, because we want God's best. We don't want to settle for good when we could have best. And that's probably the biggest, even in the last 3 years. That's a big, big gap, but that's what we're learning.
Who right now, who is on your playlist? Who are you listening to in Christian radio right now?
Gosh, I love, we actually just took out some of these guys. Jordan St. Cyr, I love that guy. We're heading out with another Jordan in the fall from Jordan Felice. I love Switchfoot. I love Alexander Pappas is a newer artist, solo artist. He was with Hillsong Young and Free. Amazing guy. Kind of branching out tiny bit. I'm in love with a band called Colony House. Steve and Curtis Chapman's sons are in the band. And it's really good, like, just good rock and roll music. And I'm a big One Republic fan, too.
Could you please, just really quickly, you were just saying on stage about the heart behind Canvas. Would you mind repeating that?
Not at all. New EP is called Canvas. Build a Boat's on there. New song called My Light's on there. But man, the song, title track called Canvas has really become the heart behind why I do what I do. And that is that I want to be a blank canvas and I want God to tell his story through me. I present my mess of, a canvas to him, but he sees us through the eyes of Jesus, through the lens of Jesus. So it's just this blank, pure white canvas, and he gets to make something beautiful out of it. And that's my story. And that will be my story forever. And so, that's kind of turned into our whole thing, which is Canvas.
Thank you, Colton. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to check out that new EP, Canvas, go to ColtonDixon.com. It's out right now. It's got great music on there. Build a Boat is on that EP. And his new song, My Light, which you hear here on Your Network of Praise. Thanks for joining me, Colton.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.